For me, social media has been the most powerful platform for promoting my podcast. And generally, the way I think about it is your podcast is another small pillar, one of those little pillars in your wider content strategy, social media content strategy, or your marketing campaign. You have different things that you do. A podcast is one of them. And if you do it well, it can really be a driving force in your campaign and give you so much content. But for me, I've really found that promoting my podcast on all my social media channels, and I use Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, a little bit of Instagram, and other people use others, but really promoting them heavily on social media allows you to build your brand, your credibility, and build your business just by doing it consistently.
You're listening to the Rich State of Mind Show, the podcast made to make you the total package in the entrepreneurial world and give you what we call a rich state of mind. If you are here looking to learn about real estate investing, marketing, elevating your business, and developing your mindset to get to the next level, then you are at the right place. Stay tuned and be sure to join our community on richstateofmind.com. Now here's your host, Anthony Ritchie.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Rich State of Mind, where I'm talking to Darren Saul. Darren is a photographer who started heavily utilizing social media and podcasting to build his business and was so amazed with the results he never even looked back. He's now a very active social media marketing practitioner and podcaster who consults with organizations to help them get serious business results integrating social media and podcasting into their marketing strategy. So I like this episode because we talk about integrating other different ways of content outside of YouTube that really allows you to drive traffic to your website, to your business, and so to get your face out there so people starting to know who you are. So please listen to this episode. I think it'd be a great piece addition to your toolbox and trying to grow your business, trying to be an entrepreneur and get some passive income. Please enjoy. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Darren, thank you for taking the time for your morning, I believe my evening, right, in Sydney, yes, Australia.
Correct.
So this would be pretty cool. First time we're talking about podcast coaching, social media coaching, and how podcasting is the new radio. So if you could please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, sure. Can I call you Rich?
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. So basically, what do? I mean, originally I started off as a photographer. So I do a lot of work in photography for event work, headshots, private events, corporate events, etc. But at a certain point, I started realizing that there had to be a new way to market my business. And a couple of years back, maybe 3 years back, I really started diving heavily into social media and podcasting to build a brand and, further build my brand as a photographer. And I just fell in love with the whole psychology behind social media and podcasting and the execution of it, that now I actually help small businesses also move down that social media route, set up podcasts, coach people on how to, be better on podcasts, as well as setting up their own podcasts and, a whole kind of put it all under the umbrella of marketing and branding. But very passionate about my podcast, as you know. And, always doing episodes with all sorts of different guests. And I think it's just a really, really important marketing tool these days for anyone that's looking to build their brand and build a business.
And so what is your podcast about? What's it called?
So my podcast is called Playing with Perspective. And I put it all under my brand name of Suspended Animation, which is my brand name for my photography and social media and podcasting. And I call it more of a variety show because, like, a lot of people stick to one particular topic. I like talking about different things and I like talking to different people from all over the world. And so I call mine more of a variety show, and we delve into different topics from marketing to business to entrepreneurship to arts to film to anything you could think of, coaching, mindset coaching, all sorts of different guests. And, I just love speaking to my guests for half an hour to 45 minutes and really almost getting like a masterclass in picking their brain of what they've learned and everything they've dived into and executed over the last so many years. And I just get to learn so much from every episode. And I just love the variety of it. Really.
And I saw you all the way up to 167 episodes. How long have you been doing this for? Yeah.
So I've been doing this now probably about 2 years. I started in the beginning, probably the end of 2019. And then when COVID hit us in Australia, as you can see, I'm from Sydney, Australia. So when COVID hit us in probably March 2020, I started, you know, I had a lot of more time on my hands and I started doing loads of episodes, you know, like one a day. And I ramped up my numbers pretty quick. And then over the last couple of months, I've slowed it down just a little bit to catch up with other things and other work. But just love it, you know, and over time you get to really build your audience. You get to build a great guest base as well. And then people start asking you to come on your show and, you know, you just build a bit of a name around the show, and it's just so much fun.
And so let's start talking about the process of this. So you started off photography and then you converted over to podcasting. With the podcast, how did you start it off? So when I say that, did you just start recording and then you started to kind of figure out what you wanted your brand to be, or did you lay the foundation of this is what, you know, that animation we talked about early that you had that young lady animate for you, draw for you, did all your branding, and then you started shooting it off? Like, how was the process for you? What was your learning curve?
Absolutely. I'm always a bit of a person that likes to just jump in. So I jump in and I learn as I go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I thought about what I wanted to do. And the reason why I chose the name Playing with Perspective is that perspective is a very, very famous photography term. We talk about perspective when we take photographs. It's a very, very common photography term. So I wanted to call my podcast something that was related to photography in a way, but something that I could also make much wider than just photography and just talk to people about everything and anything. And perspective, playing with perspective, just thought, wow, what a great subject that allows me to talk to anybody about anything forever, because it's just such a great generic term as well. So I had a bit of thought about what I call the podcast and how I wanted to go about it, but most of it was just learning on the job. You know, I started off doing it. I did a couple of episodes live, where I had a good friend of mine's a videographer. So she knew a bit about video and a bit about audio. And we just rented a little room in a local library. We did a couple of episodes. And then when COVID hit us, it forced everybody to pretty much go online and use Zoom. Mm-hmm. So then I thought, you know what, let's just jump on Zoom like what we're doing now. And Zoom has proven to be an incredible platform to record podcasts in, and you can access people all around the world very, very simply. And then I just started learning as I go. You know, I started doing more research into audio, how to use my microphone and how to do a bit of editing, possibly how to cut video, how to use iMovie. Then I started, you know, exploring different podcast apps like Anchor and Podbean, and how I was going to use my video. So I ended up using YouTube. So I just kind of learned as I went. I've always been that kind of way inclined. And, you know, you make your mistakes along the way. You do some research, you talk to people, you do some, you know, listen to some videos, watch some cool tutorials on, you know, Creative Live or YouTube or whatever. And you just kind of learn as you go. So the process just evolved. And it's now kind of got to the point where I'm really nailed my process down, and I've kind of automated a lot of it to a degree. Not so much automated in terms of computers, but scripted it and automated the way I prepare the episodes, the way I prepare the communication, so I don't have to recreate the wheel every time I interact with a guest or set up another podcast, because, you know, it can be quite time consuming.
Yes.
So if you can really learn how to script it and, you know, make your life much easier, so you're not recreating the wheel every single time, you can get through your episodes much faster. You can prepare them, you can produce them and promote them faster every time.
And so have you started outsourcing some of the things that you need to do, like editing?
Yeah, good question. I haven't outsourced that yet. I mean, I get a lot of people coming to me always asking me to, you know, if I, am I interested in outsourcing some production? But I've kind of worked it out where I'm trying to automate it and optimize it as best as I can as I'm coming in, so that I don't have to take too much time to post edit it. And that really allows me to do things quickly. And, you know, with simple tools like iMovie, if you're using a Mac, iMovie allows you to edit audio and video really quickly and really easily. And if you're using Windows, there's a couple of other programs that you can find that are also low cost or free that allow you to do pretty much what iMovie can do. So you can do it yourself, but there's some great editors out there. And, you know, maybe one day I might get down that track if I can, you know, find one that's cost effective and go from there.
Yeah, well, I'm not getting paid to even say this, but I found, it was presented to me, a podcasting editing source. It's called Podblade, where they edit videos and audio, because it was getting very time consuming. You know, I'm listening to, you know, my episodes last 45 minutes to an hour. So I'm listening for an hour. And on top of that, the time it takes for me to edit, cut out certain parts. And then the video, I just didn't even bother with the video, actually, because I tried a couple of times and I was like, yeah, I'm done. I can't do it because I was trying to do too much at the same time, right? Trying to build my own website, trying to edit the videos, trying to edit the audio, and then trying to also make blogs for the articles for the website. So I had to eventually start kind of outsourcing. And so Podblade has worked out really well for me, being able to just dish it off, tell them exactly what I want so that I can focus on other things in the business. Because, and you may have probably heard this before, especially since you're a man that wears many hats as well, where it's easier to scale when you're working on your business versus working in your business.
Absolutely.
So it has been a bit, easier. Early, you said you were talking about different hosts that you were using, like Anchor and Buzzsprout.
Buzzsprout's another one, but Podbean, I use another
Podbean,
one.
Podbean. Which one do you use now?
So I actually use Podbean.
What made you pick that? Anchor.
So good question. I do a bit of work in recruitment as well. As you mentioned, I wear many hats. So I've been working as a recruiter for many, many years. And I have a small podcast that I use for my recruitment business. And I use Anchor for that. And the reason why I chose Podbean for this one is that I couldn't Anchor at that point. I'm not sure if it does it now, but at that point, you couldn't put two different podcasts through the same app or the same platform. So I had to find another one. And I did some research and I found Podbean. I thought, this is really cool. And since then, I've been using Podbean heavily. And it's a really, really cool platform. So I kind of use both. But the reason I use them is they're very cost effective. They have all the functionality. They look cool. And Anchor, for example, is a great one because it spits out all your podcasts to Spotify, Stitcher,
Apple,
a couple of other different platforms all for you at once. And you don't have to worry about doing things again. You don't have to recreate the wheel.
So yeah.
If anybody's looking to get into, you know, their first podcast, Anchor's definitely one worth checking out. Which one do you use?
I use Anchor, but I just started looking at Buzzsprout.
Okay.
Obviously Anchor was attractive for me because it was free.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not very compatible. Like, it's not compatible with Podcorn. I don't know if you've heard that before.
No, I haven't.
So Podcorn is a website where it provides pretty much a list of sponsors. So you could pick a sponsor that, you know, is probably the most relative to what you already do. And for you, you'd probably be a lot more flexible than me because you talk about a lot of things. And then you pretty much put in a bid. Hey, I'll do a mid-roll and a pre-roll for $10 for, you know, 30-second, ad. You put it out and then you wait for an offer. Now, Anchor, all the podcasts except for Anchor will auto-generate your analytics from your RSS feed so that they can see, you know, okay, no, $10 is a bit too much. We'll do $5, which is fine. Anchor is the only one that doesn't automatically download the analytics, and you have to screenshot your analytics down. So that's the only thing about Anchor that's been a headache with me. But other than that, I mean, you know, you get paid for their ad, you know, you get a penny per play.
Yep.
And it, like I said, it's free, but I'm looking into Buzzsport. Like we talked earlier before the recording, when I start doing my rebranding, thanks to the trademark issue, right? I will look into Buzzsprout and just kind of do a little bit of a revamp during that process. So I'm looking forward to that. And we'll keep in touch after this, because I've been learning a lot of things as far as how to get your brand out there. The best, I'm not going to say there are better, so far from my experience, better podcast platforms than others as far as right now, because I think everybody's kind of caught up with each other. Oh, you record it, it'll go out to these different platforms. And usually the top three, as long as you got Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Apple, you should be fine. Unless people are going directly to your website to listen to your podcast episodes.
True.
Yeah. So that's been kind of... I got a friend. He's actually Average Joe Finances. Him and I always shoot off advice to me. He gives me more advice than I give to him. And you know, I'm just happy if I'm ever able to tell him anything new. Usually he's already on it.
Yep.
But he's been a blessing. He's been an awesome help. For your podcast, I would say this, and then we'll get into like the 10 steps that we talked about earlier. What is your mission? What is your end goal with this podcast? Why do you like doing it?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, obviously, first and foremost, you know, a podcast is one of the most incredible ways, and we chatted about this just before we started as well. It's one of the most incredible ways to build your brand. You know, I call podcasting is the most magical marketing strategy right now. I think because there are more and more people doing their thing, trying to get exposure, trying to build their brand, build awareness for what they do. There's a lot of competition. So getting on podcasts is really one of the main avenues for that promotion to happen. So there's more and more people looking for podcasts to get onto all the time. So I think if you have your own show, you've always got great audience, you've always got great guests, and that indirectly builds brand for what you do and what services you provide and who you are as a person. So for me, first of all, I started getting into podcasting because I thought, what a great way. It's funky, it's fun, it's new age, it's tech, it's cool. But at the same time, it's a great way to put yourself in front of your potential customers and clients and referral partners, because you're going to pump out your episodes however often you do them, and you're building your brand every single time. And the other beautiful thing about it, and I'll get to this in a little bit when we go through some other content, is that if you have guests on your podcasts, every time you're on a show, it's fresh, it's new, it's different. It's not always just me talking about what I do all the time, like ad nauseum, and people just go, enough with that guy, you're driving me crazy. But if I've got you on the show, if I've got someone else on the show, it's not about me, it's about you and what you do. And it's fascinating, and everybody loves a great story, and everybody wants to know how other people have built their business and gone through their journey. But because I'm the main host and I'm always there, it's always building brand, putting me in front of my audience indirectly, passively. So it's just an incredible marketing tool. But at the same time, I just love it. You know, I love getting on podcasts. I love talking to people. It's new age. It's fun. It's tech. And it's just, you know, it's just a great way to, you know, meet new people and grow as well. Great skills, but we'll get into some more of those details in a bit.
You're right. It is refreshing. And that was actually one of the tips I learned in the beginning, was to have guests, because I probably could have did about 30 episodes of just me talking, but unless you have some people like Michael Moore, there's some individuals out there that's already kind of made a name for themselves, where because of their name, people will just listen to them. Right. But who is Anthony Ritchie at, you know, a year ago, or even now in this, you know, this time frame. So I was like, all right, we'll start interviewing people. And it is refreshing to get to hear different perspectives, even if it's about the same topic. And a few people I've even had come back twice, because the first one went so good. It was, if we had kept going, it would have went for 2 or 3 hours. And so we had to, you know, bring it back. And you're completely right. So.
Yeah. And actually, just before we jump in, you made some really good points. I mean, Definitely. The fact that you've got another guest with another fresh perspective is always great content. But the other main point as well to remember is that when you have another guest on your show, when you promote your podcast, you're going to be tagging in that guest. So you're going to automatically access a whole new audience that you would have never had if you never had a guest.
Yes.
So from a promotional point of view, having guests is a really great strategy to fast track the growth of your podcast as well.
No, yeah, you're right, because you are accessing their fan base. So exactly. Yeah, and some people have some very supportive fan bases.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially when you're starting out and you have some people that have larger fan bases, you can really fast track your growth by having the right people on your show. And so it's really cool.
Oh, real quick, I want to ask this. Who is your dream person that you want to interview?
You know what? I don't have one. Like I'm for me, everyone is interesting and everybody's got a great story to tell. And, you know, I'm pretty much happy to interview anybody that comes to me, because I know that it's about how you prepare that episode and how you draw out the gold and the essence of that person's character and that person's life and that person's journey. So I haven't really thought about, I want to interview that person. I want to interview that person, because everybody is fantastic. Everybody's got a great story. And I learn from every single episode I do. You know, I've learned already so much from you. You know, every episode I do, I learn, and I don't really have any particular guest. So welcome to interview anybody. Hit me up.
I have two, actually. So the financial side would be Robert Kiyosaki.
Oh, he's great.
And then the mindset side would actually be Denzel Washington. I've listened to some of his speeches, and just in his basic, regular interviews, probably when he was, marketing a movie, very insightful man. And he's not somebody to waste his words. So if I ever could get the opportunity for that one, that'd be pretty cool.
That's very cool. I mean, I also have been doing a lot of work in that area, and I've been watching a lot of Denzel stuff, and he's fantastic. And Denzel's one of my favorite actors, hands down.
Oh, yeah.
As well. But another person that's really great from that point of view is Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, yeah. He was on Bigger Pockets.
He's got some really great insights, and he's just written a great book, which is really interesting, an audio book. It's on audio book as well.
Okay,
it's called,
cool.
Green Lights. And he's a really cool person to listen to. Also very inspirational, and done a lot of deep diving into his own psyche and personal growth. So Denzel and Matthew McConaughey, both fantastic people from that point of view.
We'll see if one day we can get blessed and
you never know.
Interview these individuals, right?
You never know.
All right. So let's go with a top 10 tips you would give to any person beginning in podcasting, or people that have just jumped straight into it like you and I did, and we're figuring out as we go along.
Perfect.
So if you can go in however order you want, and awesome. we'll break it down from there.
Great. What I'll do is I might give you two or three tips up front, and then I'm going to go through 10 reasons why podcasting is so powerful and incorporate some of those as well. Awesome. So two or three tips up front. The biggest issue with podcasters, a lot of podcasters that start out these days, is they're not consistent. They start their podcast, they get excited, they do 10, 15, 20 episodes, and then that's the end of it, and you never hear from them again. So the one thing that, you know, that really differentiates good podcasters from some of the others is that they just stick with it. You know, like you just keep pumping out the episodes. It's got to be a strategy that has to really be front of mind, and it's just got to continue, and you can't stop, because consistency is everything. And when your audience starts to get to know you and like you and trust you over time, that's how you build your audience and you get other people coming to you. So you've got to be consistent. So first of all, and the other tip that I would give people is you got to prepare for your podcasts like you do. A lot of people will just say, all right, let's just turn the mics on, let's press record, and let's just chat, which is fun, and you can have a great conversation and you can bounce around a bit. But if you really prepare a little bit for your podcast and you have really good questions that draw out the essence of what you're trying to portray to your audience about that guest, that really does two things. It has it gives you the show much more of a nicer rhythm to it. It's interesting. It gives your guests better quality content.
Mm-hmm.
It gives your audience better quality content.
Yeah, well, also, I knew. On track with you. I knew what you meant.
But it also gives your guest a better platform to promote themselves on, because you want to, you know, position your guest as an expert in their field. And if you really prepare your episode properly to really have structured questions that show that they are the expert in their field, it's going to be better for them and better for you. So yes. Preparation in your show is so important to the first out podcasters out there. Be consistent, prepare, and just keep on improving and, you know, critiquing what you do all the time. And that's really, you know, two great tips from a starting out from a podcast point of view. But now I just want to go through a few tips, 10 tips that I have as to why podcasting is such a great tool and why I think anybody starting their own business or anybody wanting to build their brand should really think about podcasting. So first of all, as we mentioned earlier, podcasts allow you to deliver fresh content to your audience all the time, especially if you have a guest, as we mentioned. You know, people are going to get sick of just me, but if I have a new guest, people are always going to be listening. Ah, what's new today? Rich is on the show. John is on the show. Jenny's on the show. Different topics. Really interesting. So fresh content, very, very important. Second point is that podcasting allows you to promote who you are and what you do in a very indirect way. Because just because you are the host of the show, people already are going to be intrigued by who you are and what you do. And if they consistently see you on your, where you promote your podcast, which is a lot of the time social media, they'll say, great, who is this person? Who is Darren? What does he do? Let's Google him. Let's check out his website. Oh, wow. Let's go. He does that. He does that. He does that. Let's check out this and that. So I'm very indirectly and passively promoting what I do without me selling anything. I'm not selling a thing. I'm not pushing any products. So really, really powerful from a marketing strategy. The other really important point is that a podcast allows you to extract and leverage content to many different forms. You know, a lot of the time these days, we're all content creators and part of marketing is creating content. It's a digital world. So if we can really find ways to give us, you know, loads of content, that's really important. And a podcast gives you unlimited content. Because you might record a show with a guest for an hour. You now can transcribe that show into a blog. You can take a little snippet of that show, put it up as a bit of a post. You can take screenshots. You've got an audio version. You've got a video version. You can chop them up into little micro bits. I mean, you can get so much leverage out of 1 hour show. That's incredible. So what I always tell my guests is at the end of the show, I say, I'm going to actually email you a link so you can download the raw footage. And what you should be doing is leveraging this into your own marketing strategy. Don't just record the podcast once, post it up once and say, had a great podcast with Darren, and that nobody ever sees it again. Mm-hmm. You can use that as your marketing strategy, if you're smart, for the next 2-3 months. So it gives you unlimited content. Really, really, really powerful. Point number four, as we mentioned earlier, you leverage your guest's audience. So again, I'm not just preaching to my own audience. Every time I do a show with a guest, I'm tagging them in on social. I'm leveraging their audience. They're tagging me in when they post it. So we're building brand for each other. It's very, very collaborative. And it kind of brings me to the fifth point, which is podcasting is incredibly powerful as a collaboration tool. And it allows you to really build great relationships with people. And you never know where those relationships go either. You know, you get invited to other shows, you get invited to speak, you get invited on panels, you get invited to do webinars, sometimes paid, sometimes not. But that collaboration component is really, really a powerful marketing tool as well. Another point, podcasts are very creative. You know, you start to exercise your creative muscle. And you start to learn more about how to promote your podcast in a clever way. You know, you can start thinking about, all right, today I'm going to do it this way. Then maybe next week I'm going to take my top 2 or 3 episodes about a topic and I'm going to promote that. I'm going to start thinking about how I use screenshots. And, you know, all sorts of different creative ways to start thinking about your content and your marketing material. So It builds that creative muscle because it's a creative outlet. You upskill with technology. You know, you get better learning how to, as you mentioned before, edit software, edit video, edit audio, work out how to get which microphone to use, how to get your lighting right, which video camera to use. You know, and all this stuff can be very, very low cost. Doesn't have to be very expensive. But, you know, you get better with technology. And in this world now, it's all about the digital age. And moving forward as a business person, you have to really be on top of technology and using technology as tools to help you with your business, because it's all digital. You have to really get comfortable with that.
Yes.
Absolutely. And video as well. You know, that's another point. Video is so important these days. So, you know, if you're running a podcast, it's great to have a video version of it, because it really gets you comfortable with video, which is the next or the new frontier. It's here now. You get to sharpen your communication skills. You know, you get to be better articulating your story and what you do and messages that you want to portray. You know, you get better at interviewing people. You get better at preparing your questioning. Mm-hmm. You know, all that kind of stuff, which is very powerful, even in a sales conversation in your business or when you're doing, you know, you're in a deal, negotiating something. You know, all these skills can really help you later on with everything else you do. So very, very powerful from a learning point of view. You position yourself as a thought leader in your industry just because you have a show and you've done, you know, so many 100-odd episodes. People start to respect you and gives you some credibility. And the last point is you have a lot of fun, you know. You have a lot of fun and you learn. You learn so much from every time you do a show. You learn about yourself. You learn about your guest. You learn about a different topic. It's like doing a little micro degree every time you speak to somebody because, you know, they've got more knowledge about a certain area than you do.
So, yes.
You know, it's so, you learn so much. And, you know, I can't, you know, I've done 160 odd episodes. I've learned so much about business, entrepreneurship, coaching, mindset, neuro pathways, the arts, everything. I mean, it's just like people that have book launches. I've learned about how they go about the process of launching and promoting a book. You know, it's just unbelievable how much it's opened my mind and my eyes up to different facets of life and business, which in turn can only help you in whatever it is that you do.
And so, yeah, you're right. I actually probably have a new catalog worth of books to read because of the people that I've interviewed. So I bought a couple of their books so far, and I'm backlogged on my own books because of the time frames. I was telling you what I was doing, like, you know, front loading all these podcasts. So by the time I get done, I'm usually knocked out doing other stuff with the real estate business. But one thing I wanted to talk about, well, a couple of things I want to discuss and or maybe even compound on really what you said. The first thing was staying consistent, and you're completely right. So one thing that I learned was to have, and I'm not saying this is 100% what works, but I noticed that analytically, I noticed what works for me and from other people I've talked to, whereas you have an episode, your episodes come out the same time, same day every week. Yep. Let's just say if you do a weekly basis, everybody knows you do every Sunday, 7 p.m. That's when Rich State of Mind is coming on, you know, which I'm actually every Monday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just to clarify. But, if you stay consistent, then everybody knows, all right, I know when I get up in the morning and I'm going to work that 7 o'clock in the morning when I'm headed to work, I can listen to Rich State of Mind. And it keeps everybody, it gives you somebody, something you want to look towards. Because I don't know if you grew up watching cartoons or you had a favorite TV show, right?
Absolutely.
You had a TV show you was looking forward to every week, right? You couldn't wait. And so it's the same thing with these podcasts, because it is the new day and age where there's over 2 million podcasts out there. But the ones that are staying consistent are the ones that are being, you know, are like pretty much like shows. Everybody, people love listening to it like the radio. And then also you said prepare. I'm glad you mentioned that, because my wife and I, because my wife is the one that does a lot of the research and then prepares the questions. And then I review the questions. And then I do my research on the individual before we get up here. Yeah. And it was, I mean, maybe about 7 episodes ago that I recorded, one of my guests was like, wow, you provided questions. You're very nice, because we usually don't. And I was sitting here thinking, well, I thought that's usually how it went, because at first I needed it because I didn't know how to carry a conversation on particular topics. Even the one that I like the most, which is real estate investing,
when I first started for the last 30 minutes to an hour. And then after a while, I think it became pretty standard because we started to think about, like you said, it does allow the individual to highlight and make sure they don't lose train of thought, or we don't go very off into another conversation. And then next thing you know, time is up and we weren't able to pinpoint on maybe the book they were trying to sell, or maybe the service that they were trying to promote, or just the information that they wanted to initially present on the podcast. So it's a great roadmap, right, for the episode. And it also allows you to make sure, all right, well, let me make sure I at least ask these questions so that we can pinpoint certain things. So that was, I'm glad you brought that up. That's, I think that was key. It has been key to our success, and clearly it's been for yours as well. I can't wait to get to 167 episodes, man. I think that's pretty dope.
You'll be there in no time. Absolutely.
How you did that. It's pretty cool, man. Cause you start off right, episode one, and then before you know it, you've recorded 50, 60, 80, 90 episodes. You're like, wow, okay. I'm really pushing this through. And so consistency is key. And I've heard of some people that have had some great podcasts, but then they just don't keep up for whatever reason, but they had a good niche that they were talking about. So for those of you that maybe put your podcast down for a bit, maybe look into it and see, you know, if you can get back on there, you and if you had a co-host, figure out times where in your busy lives where you could sit down for 30 minutes to an hour and discuss, because podcasting is definitely here to stay.
Without a doubt, like as you said, podcasting is a new radio, and it's all about digital now. And I just want to add one thing to what you mentioned. I mean, in terms of preparation, when you have a certain list of questions that you have for your guest, it allows them to prepare well for the interview as well. You know, if you just ask some questions off the cuff, a lot of the time people might not have really articulated what they want to provide in terms of information and how they want to provide it. But if you give them a couple of questions that they can just kind of think about before the show, it can really help you put out a better show, and it can help the guest position themselves as a thought leader in their area. So preparation is so important for you as the host, as well as the guest.
Yes. And then, so with podcasting, how have you found it most effective to market it?
Yeah, great question. And people always ask me this all the time. For me, social media has been the most powerful platform for promoting my podcast. And generally, the way I think about it is your podcast is another small pillar, one of those little pillars in your wider content strategy, social media content strategy, or your marketing campaign. You know, you have different things that you do. A podcast is one of them. And if you do it well, it can really be a driving force in your campaign and give you so much content. But for me, I've really found that promoting my podcast on all my social media channels, and I use Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, a little bit of Instagram, and you know, other people use others, but really promoting them heavily on social media allows you to build your brand, your credibility, and build your business just by doing it consistently. And people start to get to know you, and you tap into all these different audiences. So social media is a great way to do it. And you can also get creative in how you do it. Like, I like to think of, when you think about promotion, it's great to think of how movies get promoted. You know, you might say, okay, the new Star Wars is coming out. They might promote that movie for 3, 4 months, 6 months before they actually release it. So you think about, how do they do it? And you can do exactly the same thing with your podcast. You can say, it's Monday, join us next Monday for this episode. This person's going to be on the show. We're going to be talking about this. It's going to be exciting. Join us at 7 a.m. Eastern time. Tune in. So you can start getting creative in how you promote the show. So you can pre-promote the show. You can post-promote the show. You can then come back to it a month later and say, here's my top 3 episodes from last month. You can do, here's my top 10 episodes from last year. And you can start leveraging and recreating and repackaging and recycling in a way, in a very smart way. So you don't just use that episode once and forget about it. You recycle it and repackage it. That's kind of what I mentioned before about leveraging as best you can. So, you know, you don't just do it once. You think of, all right, how can I bring this episode back? Because you've got a new audience growing all the time. And you can't always assume as well that on social media, every single person that you posted to is going to see that show. Only a very small percentage will. Yeah. So you've got a whole audience there that hasn't even seen it. So you've got to be thinking about how to reintroduce it. So social media is a very powerful way to promote your podcast if you think about how to get creative with how you do it.
Thank you for bringing that up, because I was doing it just for the sake of trying to get an episode more views and to get new people to look at it. But I never looked at it as like pre-marketing, post-marketing, and then bringing it back up in, you know, let's say 30 days and having maybe like a schedule. I never thought about having like a schedule rotation for my episodes, because I'm, you know, episode 52 just posted. So there's probably a lot of people that listen to my podcast now that maybe didn't listen to episode 6.
That's right.
So, because it's funny you mentioned that too, because there's two episodes that keep getting played, even though I'm so far in, and it's episodes 2, which I think is Debt-Free Freedom, and episode 3, which I think is Motivation in My Veins. Those keep getting rerun. People keep going back to that, those two, even though they were posted a year ago. So I will definitely apply that. So I just learned something new from you.
Yeah, that's
great. Try to have a schedule. You know, like,
absolutely. And, you know, people are busy. As you mentioned, there's 2 million podcasts out there. If people stumble onto your podcast for the first time, episode 52, they might not have time or even have the energy to start going back and listening to every single one. So it's up to you to put those clever episodes in front of them again. So when they're in your feed or when they're just doing their thing, they see it. So, you know, it's all about how you proactively promote your show and build that following and build that audience, because it's very competitive out there. There's a hell of a lot of podcasts.
And so you talked about, you know, your best marketing is through social media. You are a social media coach. Please explain what that is and how you pretty much bring the best out of your clients.
Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate that. So as I mentioned, you know, I went into this social media and podcasting journey from way back, and I always put them together because, as I mentioned, the podcast makes part of my social media strategy. But what I do is I don't really have the time to work like an agency where I take people's social media content and develop it for them and post it for them and do all that stuff and do the analytics and create ads and all that stuff. I work more as a consultant or a coach. So if people are looking to, you know, get some tips and ideas about how to better put forward a strategy that's going to work for them, or just give them some ideas that they might not have thought of, or I run a small course if people want to learn how to really get serious with social media from A to Z, you know, in 4 parts, teach you all about different types of content, teach you about video, teach you about social media platforms and what's the best way to start really accessing them and leveraging them. So I just work to coach people and consult with small organizations as to how to really get their social media working for them and not just taking up a lot of time, but not giving them any results, which is what can happen with social media.
Awesome. And how do you know, like you said, you focus on Facebook and you said the least is Instagram, correct?
Yeah. I started dabbling with a bit of Instagram, but I kind of felt that for me, what was working for me more was Facebook, LinkedIn, my podcasting. And I use Instagram when I do paid advertising campaigns, because I run it through the Facebook campaign that gives me traction on Facebook and Instagram. But in terms of organic Instagram, I don't use it as much as I would use Facebook.
And so how come Facebook and LinkedIn works best for you?
Yeah, great question. I find I like to link out to a lot of things as well, or put links in the comments and all that kind of stuff. And Instagram doesn't allow me to do that as much. It's a little bit more contrived. LinkedIn, for example, right now is a very, very powerful platform from an organic reach point of view. So people who want to really get serious with social media and not want to spend a lot of money on ads, we say use organic content or organic strategy. Organic just means free. And if you're going to use a platform that's going to give you organic reach, LinkedIn or maybe TikTok are probably the two of the platforms to use right now, simply because they're just not as saturated as Facebook and Instagram are because it's been around longer. But if you want to start using clever paid marketing campaigns, Facebook and Instagram are extremely powerful. LinkedIn can be really powerful, but LinkedIn is much more expensive in terms of their ads than Facebook and Instagram. So, you know, again, it depends on what you're going to do, what you want to achieve, but LinkedIn can give you incredible traction from an organic free point of view. Facebook and Instagram is great when you start putting a bit of money against it. But at the same time, when you have your own group on Facebook or you have your own page on Facebook, you can also do a lot of great work because you have a warm audience and you're building and developing trust within that warmer audience rather than thinking about a cold audience. So Facebook has its benefits as well, just how you use it.
Okay. And so that actually kind of segues me into, you know, my next question, which is for when you say building credibility, that's pretty much the goal you have when you are doing your podcast and social media coaching.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, everything is about credibility. Like they say, people buy from people they like, know, and trust. And credibility feeds into that perfectly. You know, if they like you, they know you, and they trust you because you've given them a lot of great information, you've been consistent, you've been credible, you've been honest, people will buy from you over time after they get to know you. You know, gone are the days of people buying from you in 5 seconds after they've just met you. People are too skeptical for that. That was 20 years ago. Nowadays, you have to take the time to build a relationship, build trust. You know, as you mentioned, they know they're going to follow you every Monday morning. They're going to get to know you. And then every now and again, when you say, this is what I'm doing, if you're interested, click on this link, they're much more likely to do that because you've given them a lot of work and a lot of value up front before you've asked them to buy anything. So it's credibility is all about being consistent, giving people value. And when it's time, they will buy from you or they will come to you and ask a buying question. But gone are the days of promotion, promotion, promotion with nothing behind it. That ship has sailed. That was 20 years ago.
I'm glad you brought that up. You're right. You're totally right.
So true. The strategy, the psychology behind what we do is so powerful. And again, that's why podcasting is so powerful, because I'm not asking anyone to buy anything. All I'm doing is having a guest on my show. We're having a chat. We're giving people content that might help them in their day, might help them in their work, might help them in their life. And they're grateful for that. And when they're ready, they might come to you and say, oh, Darren, you know, I need some help with this. Can you jump on a call with me or whatever? You know, same thing with you and your real estate. Over time, people like you, know you, trust you, and they know you work in real estate in a particular area. So when they're ready, they say, you know what, Rich, I want to talk to you about something. Can you give me a call? It's a slow burn, but it's all about consistency and patience.
And I like the fact that you brought up that you're not selling anybody anything. You're building that relationship. And so, for example, for me, it took me 6 months where I listened to these guys on their YouTube channel. It was a website building service that they provided. Providing how to provide content that will show up on Google, how to properly pretty much organize your blogs, when you should write a pillar blog, a staple blog, or response blog. For those that you know, the response blog is usually about 1,000 words. Those are the ones where you try to find a answer to a question, a short question. You know, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Pop? All right, there's those my 1,000 words on explaining how many licks and how I got there. And then your pillar or your staple, those are the 25 to 3,500 word ones where you were doing a lot of research, probably 8 hours worth of research. Those are the ones that are going to stay on, should be effective for about a good 7 years. And so I was going through that process and it took me about 6 months before I bought their program. The program's like $500 for like a year, something like that. And but I trusted them. It took me months to build
I guess you say a virtual relationship with them. They don't know who I am, but I trusted them, and I liked the content, the free content that they were putting out at first. And then I was willing to pay for the paid content, and I've loved it. Effectively, it's been pretty effective because the Rich State of Mind website ended up being number 3 on Google from using their service and just staying consistent. So I definitely agree with that. Gone are days with the you're shoving promotion down people's throats. It is definitely I have to like you, right? And people may feel a way about that, like, why should they like me? My resume should speak for itself, but come on, you know, definitely. Let's be honest.
It's a new world.
Yeah.
It's a new world now. And
yeah.
And I must say, like, a lot of this psychology is I've learned a lot from Gary Vee. You heard of Gary Vee?
No, who's that?
I haven't heard of Gary Vee. Okay. Gary Vaynerchuk or Gary Vee is an absolute master in terms of social media and social media strategy. And he's an absolute brilliant entrepreneur, brilliant guy. And he puts out a lot of free content, and a lot of what this strategy that I'm employing is really his strategy. It's basically give people value up front. And when they're ready, you've earned the right to maybe ask them to buy something or ask them to do something for you, but you have to give them that value up front. So definitely worth checking out. You know, pay homage to Gary Vee. He's absolutely brilliant at this stuff, and he's worth checking out.
I had a question that we had set up for you, and it was the roadmap service that you provide. What did you mean by that? Is that the roadmap you have for social media and podcasting coaching?
Yeah. Perfect. So yes, I kind of like the way that I have courses for my podcasting and I have courses for my social media. And the way that I present them is I say, it's basically they're roadmap courses. So it's a roadmap to how to get you up and running with a social media campaign, or a roadmap to how to get you up and running with your podcast. And so for example, with my podcast, I do it in 3 parts: preparation, production, promotion. And those are the 3 keys really to a solid podcast strategy. And for social media, I talk about the why we do what we do. What's the point of all this stuff? What's the point of building a social media campaign? Talk about the platforms. Then I talk about how to actually start creating content. And then I talk a bit about paid advertising versus organic. And then I dedicate another module to video because it's so powerful, and how to really become better and comfortable with video.
Awesome. And I'm glad that you provide those services. I love your interface. I love how your website is built, and your avatar is pretty. It was pretty refreshing to see that. So whoever the artist is, by the way, I gotta ask when we get online who that is, because that was pretty cool. Anyway,
I'll just give a shout out to her now. Right now, her name's Dani Vitz. DaniVitz. She's in Sydney. She's a graphic artist and a very, very talented artist, but she does a lot of graphic caricatures and, you know, what is the word? Digital caricatures.
Gotcha.
So anybody can send her a photo. She'll turn them into a great caricature that you can use on your business, on your marketing. So feel free to get in touch with Dani if you're interested.
And so where can people find you on social media? What's your handles?
Yeah, awesome. So, I mean, you can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me, obviously, on YouTube, podcast. But the easiest way to do that is to just jump on my website, which is suspendedanimation, all one word, .com.au. And from there, you can link out to all my different platforms, and all my handles will be there, and other content as well, go from there.
And then finally, what is your big why, or as we like to say, what is your rich state of mind? Why do you do what you do?
Love that question. I mean, it's such a powerful one. You know, everybody's talking about that more and more these days. Is, you know, you have to tell people what your why is. But honestly, like, why I like doing what I do is I love challenging myself. I like trying new things. I like growing, you know, I like learning new skills, and I love collaborating with people. So I love working with other people. That's why I love podcasting, and I love social media because I'm always collaborating. I'm always doing a joint venture. I'm always working with other people because I just love interacting with people. And, you know, you just want to try and put out valuable content that's going to help people in the world. And hopefully, you know, it comes back to you in whichever way it comes back to you.
Awesome, man. Thank you, Darren. It's been pretty cool. Like I said, this has been the first time where we got to actually talk and discuss about podcasting, different tips and tricks. It's been refreshing because I've also learned a couple of things and you've actually had fun and didn't, you know, you didn't know what popcorn was. So we were also trading some information back and forth without even knowing that we were going to get into it. I thought you was going to come here and I was going to be absorbing everything from you, man. And it was good that we were able to trade some info. So like I said, man, I definitely plan to keep in touch, definitely plan to continue to I want to definitely promote your services so that we'll be making sure that we do that in the podcast when we post it on YouTube, post it audio, because I want people to they may feel like they don't know the first steps, right? And you may be able to YouTube certain tips and tricks, but it's also good to get that firsthand coaching from somebody that's doing it. And you've been doing it very consistently over the last couple of years, man. And I love how humble you are, man, and how you have this very free spirit approach on it, but at the same time, organized. So
I appreciate that, man. That's really nice of you to say. Really appreciate that. And you too, you know, really thank you for letting me on the show. I love your show. You know, you're doing great stuff. I'm gonna follow you as well. And I'm looking forward to all the great episodes that you're going to be pumping out.
Awesome, man.
Thank you for sticking with us from the start of the episode. Please share our show with friends and family, visit our YouTube channel, and view more of our content on richstateofmind.com. See you next week on the Rich State of Mind Show.